Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Movie theaters, family entertainment, zoos, museums, card rooms, and bars to outdoor activities to the extent possible.
All right, so that's the governor of California saying pretty much we're shutting her down. Too many cases are popping up, and statistically speaking, the governor doesn't want to see that keep going in that hot direction, much like we've seen in Texas, Arizona, and Florida, to name a few spots. So no go if you were thinking of dining indoors, not even 25% capacity, 50%, whatever. Of course, it wouldn't be higher than that. It is a shutdown, a lockdown. So it is restaurants, movie theaters, bars, churches, gyms, you name it. And Newsom says no way. And that's where we start life in the COVID lane. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope that the people in your world are safe and you are as well. It is an elusive monster that we are fighting, and we know that. We saw that from day one. We were talking about China back in December, not really thinking, oh, this is going to really slam us in the U.S. and rip up our way of life. And let me tell you, there are people, it's tough out there, and the mojo is gone from a lot of people and from their hearts, because it's heavy trying to figure out, where am I getting business? What about my kids? As somebody who also speaks off the mic, where I used to be traveling and taking the show with me and be on stages, I've seen this as from people reaching out to me where they need something to hang on to. And I'll tell you, I think the thing to hang on is to just flatten this curve, get to those vaccines as soon as we can. I'm no scientist, but I certainly have talked to plenty who keep saying the same thing. And remember, I think that there was also, because we're looking for that thread, right? I think there was also the idea that summer temperatures would tamp down COVID-19 cases, that we would, that warmer weather, that's it, and then we wouldn't have the second wave until the fall. I know in my mind, from the very beginning, asking lots of questions, I kept thinking, yeah, okay. So we get through the first, it's going to be rocky, but we get through the first wave, then we get to the summer, and we beat it back, and then we just got to get through the fall again. But, yeah, that's not how this thing works. In fact, it's so bad that the refrigerated trucks, if you have any doubt about it, have been sent to Arizona and Texas. They're using them as morgues because they're reaching capacity. So you can't roll the dice with that. You've got families that want to bury their dead, and you got to have a place to, frankly, process bodies. I mean, this is what it is. I will never forget seeing outside of one of the biggest hospitals in the country and one of the biggest hospitals in New York City, seeing a forklift with a body being hoisting a body into a refrigerated truck. Yikes. And of course, we never saw those photos again. But this is the real world. And this is what happens when you get hit with a bolt of lightning that you didn't expect and you don't want. And you can't ignore. So Houston, Texas is one of those places. Fourth largest city. There are many people that want to see it go back down, just like California, into a lockdown situation, but that's not happening right now. In Arizona, they've got that same problem that I mentioned in Tucson, in Phoenix, struggling with space for people, processing people, trying to help people recover, because that's what it's about, right? It's about, let's get some more recoveries instead of having to pronounce so many people dead in these areas where it's shot up. And you know how you can tell? Because on a chart, you have 138,000 people as of right now confirmed dead. You have 3.43 million cases, 1 million recovered. Thank goodness we hit that million mark there. But New York had so many in the beginning, they had over 32,000. nobody's gotten up to that, but California has gotten so many more cases and more deaths that they're right behind New York, 7,085. And, I mean, of course, New Jersey is there, too, but just like New York, they had hit that mark, even though they've gotten some more cases, they had hit that mark earlier, so they have over 15,000 people who died. But you see the big rise in California, the big rise in Florida with 4,200 people dead, and the big rise in Texas with 3,300 people dead. Our satellite facility, of course, is in Texas, and I would get so many phone calls from relatives and friends all over the country, but particularly the Northeast, telling me how lucky we were that we were in Texas. And boy, those people in Texas must be doing something right. They got to be wearing their masks. They got to be doing something right because you're not getting those cases. But you also heard the health officials like Dr. Fauci and others say, well, there's going to be a wave of that will, you'll see if you can knock it back, maybe it won't happen, but you'll see it roll across to other states. And of course, that's exactly what ended up happening, which, by the way, Dr. Fauci, the president keeps getting asked about him, and he says, I like him. We've known each other. I like the guy. I don't agree with everything he said. And then the White House released statements that Fauci has made all along the way about wearing masks, not wearing masks, the numbers, what it looked like, that kind of thing, and which prompted reporters to really dive into the White House press secretary asking all kinds of questions as to, wow, this is like it's a political campaign and you're going after your enemy, to which they pretty much said, okay, we've had enough. So the West Coast is shutting down, not just California, but certainly the people listening to us in Oregon know they're cracking down on gatherings with more than 10 people, and they made masks mandatory statewide. L.A., San Diego, and Atlanta, the three of the nation's largest school districts, they're going to hold online classes when the school year begins. And Florida has this growing amount, the caseloads, the 15,000 one day, the 13,000 the next day plus. And so Miami has now become the epicenter of the pandemic in Florida. That they're saying what they think they're seeing in Miami, or at least one, two, three, four different people I saw were quoted, infectious disease specialists were quoted as saying they think they're seeing Wuhan 6 months ago. Yikes. And that, you know, that's where they are. So not a great place to be in Florida. And a tough, tough time. Many, many people are having that economic pressure on top of that. And money versus life, yeah, we get it. But homeless, how many people are homeless? That's something that's not talked about. That number has soared. We're going to have somebody on next week to talk about what they're doing to try to help feed people, get them shelter. You'd be surprised, honestly, sadly, how many people have been forced to live in their car. It's a terrible, terrible situation for people who don't want to reach out, who feel embarrassed, which nobody should feel embarrassed about the state that we're in, because we definitely are all in this together. Because there is definitely more chaos out there, I think, than we know, with that's messing with people because of what's happened to them financially and not being able to work and whatnot, even if they were able to get unemployment, because some people never saw the unemployment or they didn't qualify for it. Numbers coming up on the flip side, including how much fuel could burn with that Navy ship in San Diego.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Well, for 2 days, it's been an inferno on a San Diego Navy ship. 57 people injured, the Bonham Richard, and they think they can save the ship, but my goodness, looking at what those fire crews are doing, God bless them. I mean, you know, just a scorcher, the temperature's so high, it's like 1,000 degrees, and there are different portions of the ship that are on fire. In an email on Monday evening, a Naval Surface Forces spokeswoman said the crews have made significant progress in the effort to save the ship, because that's what they're trying to do. There's burn damage, what they call all the way through the skin of the ship, and they're assessing that as they kind of go through all those compartments, but they got to get the fire out so they can make that assessment. About 400 sailors and fire crews from across the San Diego waterfront were fighting the fire, and helicopters did water drops. And, you know, as of midday on Monday, they had dumped 415 buckets on board the ship. So think about it, 415 buckets. Cause of the fire, still unknown. Still unknown. And, of course, imagine the air quality in that area. People say they can smell the smoke from as far away as Vista, which is about 40 miles away from where that ship, of course, is docked, and so it's awful. 36 sailors, 23 civilians treated for minor injuries related mostly to firefighting, some of them left behind. I was looking at what it looked like, the ship, and, this is serious, and they're trying to... They're worrying about the environment around it, the you know, surface to surface, that kind of stuff, Anybody who could get there has gotten there. They've had amphibious assault ships deployed, Marines, and these amphibious landings, and you know anything they could do. And of course, one of the big worries is the fact that you have all that fuel on board, and if you're talking about how much fuel, when you're talking about a million gallons of fuel, think about that. It just would be, I can't even imagine. I can't even come up with a great way to describe that, because I can't imagine what that would do. A million gallons of oil on board that ship. So that's the concern, right? And hundreds of, you know, again, of course they're helping, but thank goodness, hundreds of sailors, imagine, there's your number, fighting one of them, fighting to try and put that back. Kelly Preston lost her two-year battle with breast cancer at 57. She was in some great movies. She was in Jerry Maguire, one of my all-time favorite movies. She was the wife of John Travolta, had three children. One of her children, Jet Travolta, sadly died a few years ago, but leaves behind Benjamin and Ella Blue, and she was a really beloved person, I think, and just ordinary people who met her. She grew up in Hawaii and then moved to California. Had great things to say about Kelly Preston. She kept her battle private, so not too many people actually even knew, except for close friends, I guess, in the acting world and others, that she was, you know, that she had that going on. But I thought she did. In the movies that I saw her in, and especially Jerry Maguire, that she was really, really, really a good, fine actress. Another actress caught up, sadly, was rented a boat, had her four-year-old son, was out on a lake in Southern California, and initially there were all kinds of questions as to, did she dive off the boat? Did she try to lift her son? And now it looks like what's being described as that she jumped in to help him and got him into the boat. At least that's the belief. And then that was it. There was all kinds of wind and weather and problems, the depth of the water. She just couldn't get back on that boat, and they found her body. And so there's an outpouring of grief for her, very, very young, and of course, with a young child on the boat. And she was a star of that show, Glee, and her name is Naya Rivera, 33 years old, and again, disappeared 6 days ago from a boat she had rented with her four-year-old son, and wow, sad. All right, let's take one. Grim, our pal in Mississippi, is listening, so let's go to Grimster. Hey, Grim.
Howdy there, Kate.
Hey, how are you feeling? Oh. Not good? I think we lost you. Grim, I think we lost you. We got to... Okay, so let's try again. I'll just try quickly. Grim, can you hear us? Yeah, we're going to have to let you slide. We're going to have to let you slide on that one. Sorry about that, Grim. Again, we're thinking about you. We know that you have something that you're battling, too, as well. It's tough when you have health problems, and especially now, but anytime you have health problems, it's really, really, really rough, for sure. All right, so more numbers. Let's jump back into to that. I've already gone through what we have going on with COVID and talked about that blaze, obviously, and how tough that is. But something else that's happened, when we look at companies that are going under, but then these weird things that are happening, quirky things that are happening with people who are reinventing or have some other industry has created a demand, like bikes, for example. If you go to get a bike, especially a bike that's not expensive, good luck trying to find it, because most of the bikes are gone. People are riding bikes. That's one of the things they're doing with families, or doing if they're single, or doing whatever. So that industry has exploded. I've seen it in my own hood. You cannot get a bike. You have to order it off the internet. If they get them in, they're gone in 2 seconds. Certainly we know the mask industry, as much as there's arguments about mask, there are definitely people snapping them up and who have made that something that they're looking at doing and selling and, you know, et cetera, all of that. Tax day. How about tax day? How many of you remember that the 15th of July is our new tax day? Because it got booted from April, and sometimes on tax day there are giveaways. And, you know, whether you gobble up free food, and usually it has something to do with free food. But because of COVID-19, a lot of that is out the window. It used to be a big Slurpee day. 7-Eleven always had had a 7-Eleven Slurpee that you could get it. You could get a free Slurpee. But they're saying now that they've canceled most of it, but you can still get a free Slurpee drink in July. So, yay, there's that. The free Slurpee, if you're up for that, right? But normally there'd be such a long, long list. By the way, because it's the new tax day, some people will be filing extensions. I have a feeling extensions will be up this time around. And it's interesting because the IRS says there's a lot of people who are owed money. I would think, boy, if you are owed money, you are on that right from the get-go. You are all over that. And keep this in mind. On July 17th, Krispy Kreme. Do you have a Krispy Kreme in your neighborhood? There's not as many as there used to be. But they're celebrating their 83rd birthday. That is Friday, with free donuts and what they call hot light hours. So if you get any dozen donuts, that's a lot of donuts, then you get a dozen free original glazed donuts. Oh, my gosh, that'd be a disaster in my household. All the weight that we're trying to squirrel off would just be right down the tubes. How many donuts is that? 24 donuts? Oh, and with social distancing and everything else, who are you giving the donuts to? Knock on your neighbor's door. I got some donuts for you. They gave me way too many. But there might be some of you out there that could use the free donuts and have a bigger family. You know what? Go for it. Go for it. Because you can get that, like I said, you can get that one dozen free if you got a dozen. See, now if you were going to work, it'd be a piece of cake, right? Of course it would be. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
To combat a spike in COVID-19 cases, California Governor Gavin Newsom is shutting down operations at many indoor businesses across the state where people gather, like bars, movie theaters, and restaurants.
This is a new statewide action effective today. Every county in the state of California impacted by a requirement now to modify indoor operations.
Giuseppe Franco is a salon owner in Beverly Hills.
So now you're going to have unhappy employees, unhappy clients, unhappy world.
Florida is now the new epicenter of the virus. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The percentage of people who were testing positive, instead of being 3, 4, 5% like it had been in May and early June, was now going up to where it ended up hitting even 15% just last week.
This is USA Radio News. The White House is denying any problems between infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci and President Trump. There have been reports that the president and his staff were working to undercut Fauci.
I have a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci. I've had for a long time, right from the beginning. I find him to be a very nice person. I don't always agree with him.
Lately, Dr. Fauci has been sounding alarms about spiking coronavirus cases and moving too quickly to reopen the economy. A White House official said he expected President Trump to act firmly against the TikTok social media app, leading China to call the U.S. the world's real hacker empire. Wired editor-in-chief Nick Thompson says the U.S. can take action.
It can do almost what it did to Huawei, which is it can put TikTok or ByteDance, the parent company that owns TikTok, on something called the entity list in the Department of Commerce. And as with Huawei, that would make it incredibly hard for U.S. companies to do business with TikTok.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joining us this time around in Author's Corner, Andre Trepanier. He's written a book called Bright Whole Cosmos and Multi-Bang Dynamics. It's so interesting. I was looking out into the sky last night, and I was thinking about speaking with Andre, and I think this whole subject and our trying to understand it is so fascinating. Andre, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sorry. May I make a correction? You know, the title
sure.
of the book is Big Bang Out, Multi-Bang In.
Big Bang Out, Multi-Bang In. All right, so remember yes. that when you go on Amazon, because they have it listed wrong, so there you go. So tell us about Big Bang Out, and you know that's got to be a little controversial. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, okay. It means that the Big Bang model for the cosmos, you know, I'm trying to replace it by a different model, which I call the Multi-Bang model. And I have, you know, revised the book last year in November of 2019, actually. And in the book, well, I talk, you know, about the different cosmic models. And, you know, I make a kind of a short review and I discuss why we should maybe look at the different model. And also I introduce some notions about the different forms in the cosmos.
So tell us yeah. about that. Tell us about the different forms in the cosmos.
Okay. Yeah, you know, like, for example, okay, in nature, you know, like we find what we call minimum surfaces. For example, for the bees, you know, like a beehive, you know, is made with hexagon, okay? Now, these hexagons, they are what those minimal surfaces, and they take less work, less energy to build, you know? That's why, you know, like through evolution, bees that, you know, made their cells, you know, with hexagons, they have survived, you know, compared to those that would have made them, say, with squares, for example, you know. Like, with squares, they would use 32% more wax or energy to make them up, you see. So it's not very efficient. So in nature, those minimal surfaces are the kind of most efficient, and that's what predominates with time, you know, like even with animals like bees, okay? Now, the surface of a sphere is a minimum surface. Actually, any other kind of shape compared to a sphere would represent a larger surface, you know, like a square, you know, with the equivalent radius would be about nearly 50% larger, you know, in terms of volume.
Let me stop you there. So how does a petroleum geophysicist go so deep into this? How did you get interested in this?
Okay. Well, when I was a child, you know, when I was a country boy, you know, I used to look at the stars because we didn't have pollution, light pollution in the country farm, you know.
So, yes.
I used to admire, you know, the Milky Way and all these, you know, thousands, you know, of stars, you know, across the sky, you know. And it was, I found that very fascinating. Actually, as a kid, you know, I even used the one of the glasses from my dad's glasses, you know, to build up a telescope, you know, with a small magnifying lens, you know.
I love it.
It worked. Yeah, you know, it worked. It worked, but just, you know, it was a toy anyway, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I want to tell everyone this because you had that fascination as a kid. Then you transfer it to, you have your career and you come back to it. And I want to tell everyone because this is a really, this whole topic, the Big Bang out, is a complex one, but your book is really understandable. Did you purposely make it that way so the average Joe like me or Jane could understand it?
Yeah, this is the idea, you know, is to start, you know, when you talk about different, you start by talking with shapes, with bubbles, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, most people can understand what bubbles are, you know. We've all seen these soap bubbles everywhere in the, anyway, in the drinks and bathtub and whatever. So, actually, at the large scale, there are some surveys. It's called the 2DF survey and the FDSS survey. Now, these two surveys, they are showing, without a doubt, you know, I mean, that there are some huge empty spaces, which are the largest in the cosmos, okay? And so it means that the idea, you know, of cosmos made of bubble-like, you know, the whole structure of the cosmos is like bubble soap in that you have in a bathtub, for example, you know. And around these bubbles, you find the galaxies, and you find the clusters of galaxies, stars, and everything else, okay? And you have streams of gas and all that, you know. But the center of these bubbles is mostly empty. Empty in the sense that, well, they call them void, you know. But it's not actually a void because you have fields, like magnetic field, you have the gravity field, then you have, billions of these neutrinos zooming by. And
right.
Then you have particles of all kinds. You have cosmic rays in there, you know. So empty stuff is just low density. The real term should be a low density, you know, kind of vacuum, you know. We call that the vacuum, but it's never empty.
I like that. So, I can process that, the vacuum, but it's never empty. And when you're explaining this, and people, if they read your book, like I said, you can really, really understand it because you did a brilliant job of laying it out easy with diagrams, that kind of stuff. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, you know, it's the size of the cosmos, for example, you know, like the light of the sun, you know, takes, you know, about 8 minutes to come to Earth, and
yep.
Then it takes 7 hours to Pluto, okay? But to cross the whole Milky Way, Milky Galaxy, it takes 100,000 years, okay? And then to go to the first cluster of galaxies, you know, the closest to one, it's called the Virgo Cluster. It's that's located about 60 million years, you know, light years away, okay? And that cluster measures something like 8 million light years, you know, to go across it, okay? And then one of these bubbles, which are the largest features in the cosmos structures, it would take the light about 200 million years to cross one of these bubbles, you know, average size bubble, okay? What are those low density? And then for the whole cosmos, from my calculation, not the Big Bang, okay, it would take about 300 billion years to cross the cosmos, okay? Because my model, you know, is not a bang from nothing, you know. It's a bang.
Right.
There is no Big Bang, you know. I mean, the cosmos is a permanent object. It's always there, okay? And it's a huge spherical mass, okay, with a multipole, we can call it a multipole sphere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So within that sphere, you find billions of these bubbles, and what keeps the equilibrium is that these bubbles, they're in expansion, just like you see, you know, salt bubbles, they grow into the bigger bubbles, and they replace them, you know? So it's the same thing that happens at the cosmic level.
And, wow.
But what counteracts, you know, the expansion of these bubbles is gravity, okay? So gravity tries to squeeze everything back to the center, you know, to all the way to the, you know, inside, okay? Just like in stars, you know, like you know that stars, you have the pressure from the atomic energy, you know, coming from the fusion of hydrogen to helium and all that. And that pressure is counteracted in a star by the gravity that tries to squeeze the whole star down, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, which it does actually, you know, like you've heard maybe of supernovas and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These are stars, you know, like explosive stars. In other words, at a critical point, some of the stars will explode because they're, you know, a little bit bigger than the sun. They need a mass larger than the sun's mass. And when they do, then they kind of implode and explode, and they give, you know, a cloud of dust and gas and all that, you know.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. I got to stop you because if we do this, this would take us hours to go through. Your book is so well done laying out your theory about the Big Bang is out. And it's really, you go through the layers of this explaining why you say the Big Bang is out. So if somebody wants to get a copy of your book, where can they go and give us a title again?
Well, actually, it was edited by Ex Libris.
Uh-huh.
So they can contact Ex Libris or any of the big distributors like Amazon and Barnes and Noble and all those, you know. So
absolutely, or Amazon.
Yeah.
You can go on Amazon. It's on Amazon. It might be listed differently. It says Bright Hole Cosmos, but again, you renamed the book, but you can still get the book. It's the same content. It's amazing.
But make sure that you get the revised edition, 2019 revised edition. Okay.
Yep.
Because the Bright Hole Cosmos that you talked about is the first book I wrote on the subject. Okay, and I replaced it by Big Bang Out, Multi Bang In. Okay.
I like that. I like that title. So easy to remember. Big Bang Out, Multi Bang In. Thank you so much, Andre, for joining us. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Elaine Pasqua. She's my pal, and she lives in my neck of the woods where I grew up anyway, Bucks County, you think in between Philadelphia and New York City. And Elaine is quite an accomplished woman. She's a certified speaking professional. She's certified virtually to present, and she's dealing with what all of us are dealing with. I mean, she was somebody who was training professional teams, going in and doing these incredible programs for them and traveling all over the country to colleges. And of course, just like with my career, we've seen that the travel and all of that has been shut down thanks to COVID-19. So how are we all adapting and innovating and all that kind of stuff? So I thought it'd be fun to catch up with her. Elaine, first of all, my friend, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm hanging in there. You know, it's our new reality, and I guess adapting is in my DNA. Some days I'm like, this is cool. And then there's other days where I really miss being out on the road and being with people. So you just make the best of it.
I know. You know, it's so funny. This is like a weird thing, and I think some people listening to us could relate to this. I was used to certain airports, so I even had places where I would go and get coffee and grab a bag of this or a bag of that, and I can, like, visualize them in my head. I can visualize being trapped in Philadelphia International Airport and thinking, I'm so close to home, oh my gosh. And I was thinking of, like, all these places I could go eat and et cetera. It's crazy the things that your head conjures up and remembers.
It is. Or, you know when you travel a lot when you know gate agents in other airports, not even your home airport. It's like, hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a few weeks. So
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, hey, we're here and we're surviving it and all that kind of stuff. So first of all, tell us about your area and what people are doing. Are they masking up? Are they being pretty good about social distancing? How hard does it hit you?
Kate, they've been phenomenal because we were hit so hard, you know, and in fact, I was just comparing numbers this morning and looking at New York City. Now, my home is directly due north of Philadelphia by 25 miles, and then New York City is 80 miles to the east of me. And we got it, you know, because we got the importance of having to shelter in place, having to wear masks because this area was so devastated. And so we're looking at most of the, for New Jersey and New York City and for the Philadelphia region, our cases were peaking in April. And just looking at how we've come down, like looking at New York City, they just had 588 cases on July 6th or 7th, where, you know, they had one day 7,000 cases back in April. No, 11,000 was the highest they had. And New Jersey was just devastated. I spoke with a high school friend of mine yesterday, and he knows 12 people who passed away.
Wow.
He lives down at the Jersey Shore. And it was, you know, the last time I heard from him, it was like 7, and now it's up to 12. And I personally know 3 people who passed away and countless others who have lost loved ones or people who have been really, really sick. Another friend has to go get a cardiac workup because they think it's residual effects from COVID. So we're scratching our heads as we were watching other parts of the country open up early. And we were saying, really? And even arguing with friends on Facebook going, you don't understand how devastating this is. The post-traumatic stress to medical workers. I know people who were providing critical care nursing in New York City, and hearing their stories was just heartbreaking. I mean, they were losing 6 to 10 people on a shift because they just couldn't handle the volume that was coming in. And so people here are still wearing masks everywhere we go in a store. The masks are on. Nobody's arguing about it. And I think we have gone into the green in the Philadelphia region. Pennsylvania's cases are going up a little bit more right now. New York and New Jersey have remained flat. But it seems that the increase in cases here are going up in Allegheny County around Pittsburgh. So we're good. And even though we're sheltering, and you know, we're in the green, I'm not going to go to a restaurant. I'm just going to be really conservative because even if I get it, I might get a mild case. But hearing about the long-term residual effects that some people are living with, it's not worth it. So I'm being careful.
It's interesting you say that because I just had this discussion with the Hubs that he's really been looking into this and we're researching it and talking about it on the air. It's that the scar tissue in the lungs, even for younger people, I mean, people that are, you know, 20 years old. So you're right. Even if you feel healthy, imagine what the residual effects of that are. And there's so much we still don't know, right?
It's true. In fact, it was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal just within the last few days about professional athletes. You know, there have been many people, many players within the NBA. We're seeing it now go through Major League Baseball. And they're wondering what type of effects it's going to have on their athletic performance because of the effects that it does have on the lungs. And they're realizing that COVID is not really a respiratory disease, but it's more of a disease that's affecting, you know, inflammation within the circulatory system. And it's just, this disease is affecting so many people in so many different ways.
That's the thing. It is a mystery. Yeah. All right, so there's no mystery about it, though, that you got to keep yourself busy, and you went just like me, where you were gung-ho, you were all over the place. So what do you do? How do you reinvent? I said that you were virtually certified, so that's one thing.
I have never worked harder in my life. So for the audience, I have been a professional speaker for 25 years, working with college athletes, pro athletes, colleges, parents, businesses on diversity and inclusion and respectful relationships and all these other things. And everything just came to a grinding halt. I was supposed to be out with the Texas Rangers doing training for the minor league players on the 13th of March, and the day before, Major League Baseball just shut down spring training. And I got the call, we can't do it. So, and then one by one, everything canceled. I have never worked harder. I tell people it is so much easier to get on a plane, hassle with traffic, get on a stage, and talk and walk off stage. And I am putting in 12-hour days now to barely make any money, but to hope that something sticks. So I'm actually was hired to do a series of video modules, like 5 to 8 minute modules on diversity and inclusion for a medical diagnostics company. And there'll be a dozen modules that I'm going to do. We built a studio in my home. I have virtual options that I'm providing for people. There are a couple colleges that do want me to come down live. One of them is in South Carolina, which concerns me because their cases are going up. You know, nobody quite knows how to plan yet. I just finished writing a book with another colleague from National Speakers Association on healthy living and defying your age. So I've got that project going. I just had another opportunity. I'm submitting that proposal this morning to provide implicit bias training for coaches in a particular state that had a high profile case where, you know, the unconscious bias was coming through for a particular athlete. So I'm being considered for that. So lots of balls up in the air, and you just keep doing it. You keep reinventing yourself. And I've always said through my whole career, I've always adopted what I call the Madonna model. And they say that Madonna was so successful because she continually reinvented herself over the course of her career as a performer. And so I've always done that anyway, but this is really drastic, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, it is. And I love that you have told everyone that listening in the audience, because so many of them are having to do the same thing, and it's hard, right? Because you have to reimagine. That's what I do. I've got a thing on reimagining, rebooting, and just reigniting what you're doing, because it is exhausting. And no matter what it is you're doing, there is another element of it that makes it a little bit more challenging or a little bit more difficult. And even though you can get over that hurdle, it just takes that extra time that initially you didn't have with whatever it was you were doing.
Yeah, no, you're totally shifting gears now. The one thing I am noticing, I filmed a segment for a piece that's going to, I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but it's supposed to empower people, and it's going to be this global thing that's going to go out to people, sort of like We Are the World type of event, like they did back in the 80s.
Sure.
And so I filmed that the other day. And the one thing that I'm realizing is that I am becoming so much more comfortable being on camera. I'm animated. I'm speaking like the Italian that I am. My hands are flying all over the place again. And I've gotten really good at being able to, like, connect to that little dot on the camera, you know, because your audience gives you energy. I feed off of my audiences. And so to have to present virtually is really challenging. It takes time to get used to that. But I think maybe all the Zoom meetings that I've been on, too, have helped tremendously. So it's just, you're just re-gearing and retraining yourself. You know,
yeah.
I could retire, but I don't want to because I love what I do.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to end this. And Elaine Pascoe, we love you, so thank you so much for coming on the show.
Love you, too. Thanks, Kate. Have a good one.
Sweet, and thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.